Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. That through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past, or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like my Posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls. So, to call for that free angel advice, call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those calls, I'd like to say hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Angel Healing House. I promised a listener who I gave a paid reading to yesterday that I would read out her testimonial on the show this morning to start off with, as she was so grateful, and she wanted everyone to know about her testimonial. This is from Gloria, one of my regular listeners in New Jersey. She wrote, "I would like everyone to know that there are people who are gifted from God and the angels to help you in any area of your life. Her name is Candy, and the Posse of Angels. I've spoken to Candy twice on her Blog Talk Radio show and was blown away when I talked to her. Both times I was holding on for a very long time, and I hung up both times because I didn't think I could get a chance to talk to her. Both times Candy called me back after the show, ending on her own time to answer my questions. Candy and the Posse of Angels are the real deal and will help you thoroughly with any area of your life. I just booked and had my first long paid angel reading with her today, and I cannot be more grateful. She was sincere and accurate, and I highly recommend you calling her for a reading. It will change your life for the best. Thank you, Candy. Thank you, the Posse of Angels. And that's from Gloria. And thank you so much, Gloria. We are so glad that we could help you today. I see that we have several callers on the line. Thank you so much for calling into the show. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I spend about 15 minutes or so talking about the topic for today. And please do hang on. I just saw that 646 dropped off. 646, please do come back. And as I said, it'll be about 15 minutes before we get to those phone calls. So firstly, secondly, after Gloria's testimonial, I'd like to say a huge happy anniversary to myself and Angel Healing House Radio. For you know, listeners, it was 1 year ago on January 31st, 2012, that my first radio program began on Blog Talk Radio with me as its host. Now, on looking back over the past year, there are certainly some things which I intuited would happen as a result of starting this radio show. Firstly, my radio show has enabled me to go global, and more clients and students were able to connect with me as a result of being on the airwaves. My radio program also gave me an opportunity to internationally share the beautiful and inspirational and enlightening messages from my angelic family, the Posse. And although I've been a guest speaker on many other radio and television programs before, this was a very new area for me, armed only with the feeling that it excited me to host my own radio show. I stepped forward in faith and each week sought to bring forth the Posse of Angels messages with humor, down-to-earth practical advice, creativity, fun, and most of all, love. Now, going global and sharing the angels' messages, both were a known quantity. But there was one area, listeners, in particular, probably the most important area, that my radio program allowed me to develop. This was in the area of my writing. You know, the Posse of Angels are having a laugh now. They're saying that most of the time, the angels work in very sneaky ways. From the initial show, they told me not to feature any guests on my radio program, but like so many other shows do, as my show would solely be a platform for bringing forth channeled messages on relevant topics from myself and the Posse of Angels. Not having any guests, and really never being 100% sure whether I would have any callers, each week the Posse of Angels and myself composed 4 to 5 pages on a different topic. And while I had written books and sporadic blogs in the past, this regular show kept me on task, and it forced me to be diligent and focused on my writing. Now, as a result of this, I allowed my natural talent of writing to be developed every single day. Now, just a note here, listeners, it is amazing what one is capable of when one takes a leap of faith in oneself and one's talent. In the past year, I have never replayed a show and never missed writing a new show, week in, week out, by honoring my great love and gift for writing. I honed my craft and built a strong foundation of being able to create easily. Each and every day, I exercise the creative muscle in my brain. And now, writing is even more of a joy and inspiration for me, as my creative efforts flow quickly and effortlessly. Now, the Posse of Angels are nodding their heads, and they're saying that all of this practice and diligence to my passion of writing has been like a dress rehearsal. It has created an energetic vibration of joy on a stage of my own making for the new doors of opportunities and connections that are on the horizon for me in 2013. In fact, having owned this talent of mine, I now state openly and emphatically that I am first and foremost a writer and an author, for this is what I am most passionate about and brings me the most joy. The Posse of Angels is saying that because of my diligent efforts in believing in myself as a writer and an author, the universe is very clear and will have no ambiguity as how it will help me co-create my heartfelt wishes to come true in 2013 and beyond. And while my path to this new beginning of 2013 is different to others, I can tell you that we are all in the same boat, riding on the waves of a very new frequency that has brought to us a great change in energy. Now, this great energetic change is like nothing else we have experienced on our beautiful planet, Earth. And just like myself bringing forth my passion for writing, this new energy has all to do with each and every one of us finding that passion and purpose inside of us and then sharing it with the world. For sharing it with the world is the most important component. This energy is expansive, it's limitless, it's unbounded, it's filled with magic, miracles, and endless possibilities. And you know, listeners, the wonderful news is that this new energy and the ability to utilize it for whatever your heart desires is now a part of a brand new you. You know, you might not have felt any different since the start of 2013, but let me assure you, whether you realize it or not, you are now in possession of a new power within yourself. Just ask yourself, what would you do if you could not fail? What would happen if you truly let go of all of your preconceived ideas of what you should do and followed your heart as to what you love doing and share it with the rest of the world? Now is the perfect time to review your own unique and special abilities. Now, in the major of cases, this ability is something that comes effortlessly and easily from you. This passion or this talent is often something that when you do it, you actually lose all track of time. And you know, quite frankly, you would do it even if you were not getting paid for it. This is because it's so much a part of you. It is inextricably linked to who you are and brings your heart joy. Now, okay, what are they saying? The Posse of Angels is saying, please, please do not hide your talent or your passion away from the world, because that passion and that purpose is the very reason that you are here in physical form. Okay, now the Posse of Angels, they're saying that they can hear your thoughts. Many of you might be saying, I'm not talented. There's nothing that I do that is creative in order to share with others. But the Posse of Angels want you to know that we each have an integral puzzle piece and purpose for the world. In fact, you incarnated on the earth plane in physical form in order that you can rediscover who you are and rediscover your importance to the universal plan. You know, it's important to note here, when so many people are looking to be more spiritual and searching for answers in their lives, that the number one thing that will reconnect you to feeling like you are home or living heaven on earth once more is for you to recognize the blessing that you were born to bring forth and share with the world. Okay, now the Posse of Angels is hearing some of your comments. Yes, they're very good at eavesdropping. They're saying perhaps that you do not have the money or the connections to develop your talents and your abilities. But you know, listeners, the funny thing about this is that that is not the way heaven on earth works. In so many cases, people who believed in their talents rose from their circumstances, and with tenacity and passion in their hearts, they brought forth amazing things to share with the planet. Just imagine if people like Steve Jobs and Oprah, J.K. Rowling, and Walt Disney had denied their talents because of their meager starts and situations. Things like adoption or divorce or poverty were no obstacles for these people to succeed and follow their passion. Now, whether you will create a great fortune or be thrust out into the public eye, or whether your talents include being an extraordinary hairdresser, an inspirational parent, or a compassionate nurse, we all have unique abilities to serve our passion within and then to share it lovingly with others. This is the key to the new age, and each of us holds a piece of it to create. By passionately bringing forth your talents and your abilities with fun and joy and creativity, you will work with these new powerful energies to create and open doorways to the most magical, the most miraculous connections and opportunities for yourself. But you know, the Posse of Angels want to remind you that these magical doors will not automatically appear and open for you if you have not stepped forward and shown faith and trust in yourself as part of the divine plan that you signed on for to share your glory. That's right, your glory with the rest of the world. This new energy that we all have access to is creating a space for each of us to realize a new level of empowerment, to be able to bring forth once and for all who we truly are. And in this way, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that we each have a sacred path to follow, and we have the free will to choose any number of purposes to help us advance along this path. These limitless energies do not seek to hold anyone to just one purpose in life, as there will be boundless possibilities to choose from. But for the majority of people, there will be a clear choice as to which gift, talent, or ability gives them the most joy, passion, and creative outlet. Before we go on to talk about these very powerful new energies and why so many are experiencing them at this time, let's go to the phone lines and take some of your phone calls. 914, thank you for holding for so long. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good, good. What can we help you with today?
Well, I feel everything you and the angels were just saying was what I've been feeling. I've just been having trouble getting my practice and my business going, and it's kind of like lack of faith. However, I went to school for 6 years, and I studied a lot, and now I'm just kind of feel like I can't do it for some reason, and I realize I just need my courage and to give my gifts out.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of, you know what, a lot of us are experiencing this thing. A lot, and the angels and I are just, we're kind of overlapping each other at the moment. A lot of us are afraid to step forth because is this a spiritual practice that you've had, or?
I'm an acupuncturist and an herbalist, but I also incorporate angel work and
absolutely
chanting.
That's why I got this spiritual umbrella over it. The Posse of Angels and I want you to know that the reason so many are afraid, we know that we're on the precipice. We know that the first 2 months of January, February are really a testing ground for us to see if we will hold our ground before this. Our intentions, our wishes, our desires really do start to manifest in a huge way. And so many of us have been pleading, begging, and crying to get to this stage, but now that we're at this stage, we're experiencing a little bit of fear, and that's an understatement. So many of us who have practiced these things in past lives, for instance, I was a healer in 14th century Scotland, and I was burned at the stake for my beliefs, and, you know, I was empowering people and taking them away from the church. A friend of mine was doing this kind of work. She was deemed a witch and thrown off a tower in medieval France. And even if you can't remember your past lives, if you are doing it in this life, I can almost guarantee you, and the Posse of Angels are nodding their heads, that you would have been put to the task in some way, shape, or form, that you were doing, work that was not to be tolerated, and you have been put away because of it. And so that's still in our DNA. And even though we know consciously that we've been told that we will not be eradicated, as you know, because we are bringing forth this spiritual wisdom and opening up people to be more empowered. It's like a twinge. It's like, you know, when people talk about going to the dentist, you know, we've all experienced, yeah, and God bless the dentist, we've all experienced, you know, being in that chair, and suddenly we wince. Even though there's no pain there, there's the, you know, remembrance. of the wincing of that drill and the nerves and all of that. So that's what you're experiencing at the moment.
Oh, I see. Wow. Okay.
Okay. So the more, actually, the more that you can sit in reflective silence and, you know, it doesn't have to be meditation, but in reflection, and say, and try to recall, you know, one of those past lives or a couple of those past lives and make peace with it. I mean, you know, sort of I've made peace with that life that I was born, you know, that I was burned at the stake with. And I say, you know, I say to myself, it was because of the ignorance and the insecurity of those people, you know, and a lot of it didn't have to do with hatred of myself and what I did. It was their insecurity. And the more that we can forgive, the more that we open up for those, you know, wonderful energies and opportunities coming to us. And you'll finally put it to rest. But this January, February is really like a testing ground for us. I would draw some cards about us. And also the Posse of Angels is saying, Christine, that it really doesn't matter about certification anymore. It truly doesn't. That passion and that purpose, you know, we could have studied until the cows come home, but the real thing that's going to advance us forward is our fun, our joy, our play, our creativity in what we do.
Okay.
Because the ancient spiritual knowledge is within us already. It's in all of us on the planet, whether we're conscious of it or not. And the real secret of advancing in this 2013 to those wishes and desires coming true is the joy, the fun, the play, and the creativity. Okay, so let me just draw some cards on your question here.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, my gosh. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, the first card you get is the Ten of Pentacles. Do you know tarot at all?
I don't.
Okay, it's the best money card in the whole pack.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. This is not. Once you put this so-called fear or anxiety in you about stepping forward, and you are the spiritual teacher, you are the first way shower, the first wave of light workers that will bring this spiritual knowledge out to the planet. Up until now, the world has not been ready for us. And in so many aspects, we have been held back.
Okay.
And it's been very difficult for us to connect with large masses, large volumes of people. But now they're saying, it's showtime. And and hold on to your bootstraps, because if you really do sign on for this, the opportunities and the connections, Christine, will be enormous. And they're shaking their heads, and they're applauding you, and they're lauding you for the work that you do, and they're saying it's so necessary to bring this forth to for the greatest good of yourself and the greatest good of all. Bring it forth in as much fun, creativity, and joy as you possibly can. Okay, so this card is not only just about financial remuneration, but it's also, they're pointing to it because they're saying, once you really do settle this within yourself, then you will feel prosperous, you'll feel rich, you'll feel abundant. And, you know, I'm preaching to the already converted, you know that once you feel that way inside, you're gonna experience that in your reality. The next card is the Seven of Swords. This is you really putting down any kind of, they're saying, material burden, and please do not do anything in your practice for money. Do not make that your goal. That will happen as a result of what you'll be doing. But in the energies that we're in now, going to fifth dimension, a lot of us, and living heaven on earth, things are only done for fun and play and joy and creativity. So don't make that your main goal.
Okay.
And do what you love doing, and then the money will happen naturally and organically. And your third card, lovely, I love this card. It's the Four of Wands. It's the celebration card. It's the celebration of who you are and finally bringing that forth and making it public. This is a public celebration. This is not hiding behind any doors or secret beaded curtains or anything woo-woo or new age-ish. This is really bringing it into mainstream. And quite frankly, the Posse of Angels and myself are saying it's about time.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
You're so, so very welcome. I would love, love, love to hear where your journey takes you. I also have an Angel Healing House newsletter, which I post once a month. And I would love to send that to you. All I need is your email address and just your request for that. And I'll pop that in your email inbox once a month.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. I look forward to getting that email from you. And again, it's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Take care, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go to our next caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. It's Helena. How are you?
I'm so very well. How are you, Helena?
I'm well, too. I had a question about last week's reading.
Sure.
Okay, the third card, and then the angels told you, excuse me, to pick a fourth card, was Ten of Swords, and you said that was self-imposed worrying, but and then I worried because it was like in a final position. and then the card, that, I mean, the cards were amazing. It was High Priestess, it was Temperance, Patience, which came up the second time for me, and then it was Ten of Swords, and then the fourth card was Judgment. But my question is, that was in that place of, you know, like, I guess would be future, and I was just wondering about that.
So you were wondering about the reading as opposed to the future as opposed now?
Yeah, well, I was wondering, like, is this worry going to be coming in? I mean, I guess I am a bit concerned about things right now, and I am and I'm not, and I've got passion in space. I got tons of passion. And I know ultimately things will be all right, but and I have to just have faith that the day-to-day is all right, too.
Okay, this is for you, Helena, and this is for me, and this is for everybody else. And the positive angels are saying, the future is not our concern. The only reason we could or should or, you know, not that we could or should or would or whatever, put any emphasis on the future is to know that in the present moment, whatever we think, whatever we speak, and whatever we feel in our heart, we're actually creating the future.
Okay.
There is no future. There is only the present moment. And if there's only the present moment, just think how important that present moment is. If we're positive, if we're forward-moving, if we're joyful, if we just put all of our focus and attention on that present moment, each and every one of us will have the most glorious, absolutely glorious future.
Mm-hmm.
And, but most people are not grateful and appreciative of exactly what they have in this present moment. And then they keep saying, I'll be happy when, if only this will happen. And they're not, as I say, they're not living in the present, in the only moment we have to live, which is that present moment. So the Posse of Angels are really putting emphasis on, yes, the only thing that you put your emphasis on as far as the future goes is your present moment. And then you'll be creating the most glorious future all the time.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to draw a couple more cards here and see what comes up for you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. In answer to what I just said, in comes the sun. Do you know tarot at all?
A little bit, yeah. And the sun's like one of my very favorites.
Excuse me. The sun is the. It doesn't matter where it comes in a reading. It is radiant. It is glorious. It is illuminating. It is just the most glorious card. And it says, you will be shining your light on the future if you really just hold tight to being present and affecting your present moment. They can't understand why people worry when talking to angels often say to me that people worry because they do not consciously understand that they're children of God, they're spiritual beings playing a human game. Abundance is their nature. They're always going to be provided for in the how and the when of how God and the angels, which is their providence, gives to us. And divinity and is in their eternalness is their nature. That's their inherent nature. They can't understand what people actively choose to worry and live in this grand illusion. The next card for you, once you really do start, put to bed any of your worries and stresses, anything going to the future.
I'm about to go on the phone. I'm about to speak. I can't have.
Hello? Oh, dear. I'm here. Somebody might have gone past with the phone. We just got something else.
I have to talk, so I can't hold up.
Oh, my gosh.
Candy, I don't know. Listen, I'll hang up, and can you do the rest of the card reading?
Yes. You call me back, and then we'll do the rest of the card.
Well, no, even if...
Hello? Gloria, are you there? Okay, Gloria. Sorry, Helena, you call me back.
I want to check the screen.
Hello?
Monkey, isn't that
Hello, are you there? Okay, she has gone.
I don't know who is me.
I'll have to go to the next phone caller. Okay, 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? 678? No, 678 is not there. Let's go to
Helena.
Hello? Oh, goodness me. I'm having phone problems today. Hello? Hello? Are you on the line with Angel Healing House? Please call back. This line is not coming through.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you talk, but I don't know why you are muting and muting. So.
Oh, okay. Now you're because I couldn't hear any voice coming through. Who am I speaking with?
Okay, my name is Cyril.
Hello, Cyril. How are you?
I am good. How are you, Candice?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your question today?
Okay, I've been having some energies. I feel some energies bombarding my face and my head. So I was wondering what kind of energies are those?
Okay, those are if you are living a conscious life of awareness and you are mainly putting your focus on God and the angels, living in that protective light, which, Cyril, you're one of my regular callers, so I know that you're living a conscious life of awareness. I would say that you getting in contact with your angelic beings around you. Oftentimes, I remember when I first started after my spiritual awakening, my walk-in experience in 2003, one of the ways the angels would really get my attention was they would start to just lightly tap on my nose. And it was amazing. It was like, okay, we want to get your attention, and that became their signal. Now, some people feel like, you know, if they're brushing up against you, you know, sort of like very light, some people even, you know, compare it to feathers on your face. When people get into a reflective, very quiet state,
they feel like there's air blowing on them, you know, a very sort of light breeze. Oftentimes, when I first started my connection with the angels, I would light a candle, and the candle would start. There was no breeze, there was no air conditioning, there were no windows open, but the candle would start moving back and forth. So I would say almost 100% sure, Cyril, knowing you and knowing the spiritual life that you're living, I would say this is you getting more in contact with your angelic beings. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, I have been suspecting that it's, they are trying to get in touch with me somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure that that's the case.
Right. Well, I really do feel like that is the case. And another thing that you can do is that you can ask for them to send you more of a sign. For instance, when I established this connection with the angels 10 years ago, I asked for them to send me signs by showing me white feathers. And I would go out on a walk, or I would just be in a shopping, you know, a shopping mall parking lot, and there would be a white feather that would just drift in the air in front of me, you know, and be caught on the breeze. So you can actually ask for them to send you signs as to their presence around you. And it's wonderful. You know, another thing that the angels do for me is it doesn't matter what store I'm in. It doesn't matter what, you know, mall I'm in or whatever. When I walk into a grocery store or whatever and they're playing the music, I hear a song about angels. And it has either the angel word in the title or angel in the lyrics. This is because of my very strong connection with the angelic realm. So I would go so far as to say establish, you know, a sign to, you know, between you and the angels. And then this will, it's kind of like a little game that you play, that they're always around you and they're always protecting, guiding, and loving you.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I would say that they're just trying to get in contact with you even more.
Well, okay, do they have a message for me?
Let me see. Oh, isn't it lovely? Oh, Cyril, do you know tarot?
That, I know a little bit, not much.
Okay, the first card that comes out is the Two of Cups. And the Two of Cups is a partnership card. And the angels, on my card, there are two people holding cups, they're embracing, and there's a beautiful angel above them. And the angels are saying that they're very, very happy that you're taking the time to really concentrate on your angelic presence and build up this relationship with them. So, and they're saying that the more that you do this, the second card that's come up is the Six of Swords, is that it will help you to move forward in all areas of your life. You don't even have to know where you're going, but in that present moment, it will really help strengthen your faith in yourself and in your divine health. And then a wonderful card that's come out for the third position is the Judgment card, and this card to me is always about a new phase of your life. A new beginning, a new rebirth, and this has all to do with a very going even deeper in your spiritual awareness. So it really does bode well, this very strong angelic connection that you have.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you, Cyril.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Candy.
Okay, take care. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Bye.
And we have, hopefully, Helena back on the line. Hello? Hello? Hello, Helena? Hello? Okay, Helena is not coming through at this stage. I'm going to go back. Helena, please do hang on for a little bit. I'll just read out some more of our topics for today, and I will get back to your number. Now, before your phone calls, I was sharing with you that we all have access to extraordinary, powerful energies that are creating the possibilities of a brand new you. The Posse of Angels is saying that it's important that we understand why we are able to have access to this now, and we are not able to access this before this year of 2013. Each and every one of us on the planet, whether we consciously or are not consciously aware of it, we chose to incarnate to help the world ascend by holding love and light for the planet. Now, many of us sought to heal and save others, to reconnect with their light inside to help us in this grand mission. Well, with the end of 2012, that part of our mission is ended, and throughout the process of helping the world ascend, many of us raised our energies to such a heightened state that our reality started to change and reflect ease and grace. You know, I have often referred to this state of ease and grace as living a conscious life of awareness, or heaven earth, living heaven on earth. The Posse of Angels want us to take note of all the people, even the closest of friends, who are no longer a part of our lives. This is because those contracts ended, and with their expiration date, many of us have made room for people who are in energetic alignment with whom we are now. New relationships will be formed with people who are honoring, loving, creative, and passionate, as this is a direct reflection of what so many of us have become. Having done such a wonderful job in holding light for the planet, it's now time to turn the mirror back on ourselves to see who we really are now and to take stock of what our heart really yearns for. It's a great time to ask yourself, what am I most passionate about, and how can I go forward in this new reality and create my own world, my own heaven on earth? So knowing that we have this amazing new energy within us to create the life of our dreams, what could possibly stop someone from utilizing these powerful energies to start bringing their passion forth on the earth plane? Before we go into that, let's take that call from Helena and see if we can work this switchboard out. Hello, Helena, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yay!
Yay!
Exactly.
Okay. I couldn't have said it better. All right, now let's switch tracks. Let's go back to where we were. Your first card, and we were talking about worrying about the future, and the Posse of Angels were saying there is no future. It only is the present moment. And so the more that you put your focus and attention on that, the more that you came up with the Sun card. And I was explaining and how that is absolutely radiant. Well, going along those same lines is when we are only in the present moment and we only put our focus on that, it builds up our faith that we are provided for, we're protected, we're guided, we're loved, we're looked after, we're all those things. And then we feel that sun's rays, we feel that abundance. Now, the next card that came in for you was the Ace of Pentacles. And the Ace of Pentacles is, because we feel this way, this extraordinary way of being present in the present moment, being grateful and appreciative for what we have, and being that co-creator source with God source, that we feel so abundant that will start and bring in those opportunities and connections for us monetarily. It just will start doing that, and bringing that for us. One thing I can tell you that the Posse of Angels are really stressed in this year is that nothing is hard.
Nothing is hard.
Nothing. And if you push the how and the when of things happening, your life will be very difficult. It will be very, very difficult, and it will be a hard road to traverse. If something is meant to happen, it will happen with such ease and such grace that there is no effort involved truly in bringing forth the new to our doorstep.
once, you know, once that sign and that signal is there, being so clear in the present moment, yes, we know to step forward. But if anything is hard or difficult, it means that it's not supposed to happen now. So let it go and go and play and have fun and be creative and joyful. Or it's never supposed to happen.
Okay.
Okay, so the third card for you, Helena, oh my gosh, you got the Ten of Pentacles. You not only got the Ace of Pentacles, but you got the Ten of Pentacles.
Okay, we're so in the money. and that's okay. Not my goal in life. It's anything but you know.
You know what? We're really being tested this January and this February to see if we really are putting all of our spiritual knowledge on our ancient wisdom into practice. We know all these things. We've read all the books. We've been to the workshop.
Uh-huh.
We've listened online. You know, we all know these things in theory. It's time to put it into practice. Live only in the present moment. And another thing that they're saying, which they want me to reiterate to you and myself and the listeners as well, is that we are really bringing people from our past or bringing people back to us to see if we're going to react or whether we're going to remain neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're giving any of our energies away, it means we're not ready to live heaven on earth, because there is no judgment in heaven. There's only the realization that that person is there because you brought that person to yourself with their characteristics, often to play a contrasting role, so we would learn our lessons and empower ourselves. So it's a really important beginning for 2013. Now, those people who really do remain neutral, they don't react, and they don't, you know, they don't give their power away, and they remain in that light, forgiveness, non-judgment, and unconditional love, and all of that. The doors will appear, and they will open for us very tangibly for our wishes and desires to come true. They're saying that, you know, they never like to give time on things, but they're saying watch in February for the first inkling of opportunities and connections to come in for us. And then March and April will be like showtime. It's showtime for us to really step forward then. But, you know, but like the caller I had before, Christine, she's got her spiritual practice, and she's losing faith in herself because of that underlying fear. Can I really do this? Can I really speak about angels and all kinds of things that I know to be true? I know them better than my own name, my connection to the angels and the things that I know. But it's one thing to do it in your office, being quiet on the QT, but it's another thing to do it very publicly.
Yes, yes.
So I hope that's been helpful for you. Any other question you have?
No, it's been absolutely wonderful. Unless you want to touch on relationship, but you don't have to.
What's that?
If you want to touch on relationship, but otherwise
okay.
It's okay.
Okay, I've got a little bit of time here before I go on to read the rest of my my readout. Let me see. Ask about relationship. the word I'm hearing is trust. And don't force. And you know, allow it to unfold and blossom like a lotus flower. If it's, you know, and they're stressing, whatever's yours, Helena, is meant to be yours, and there's nothing that you can do to break this asunder. There's a lot that you can do to keep pushing it away, but, you know, to worry about the how and the when of things happening, but really allow it to bloom in its own sweet, beautiful timing, they're saying. Okay, let me just pull three cards and see what comes out as a result of it. Asking about relationships. Gee, I want to get a loan from you. There's the Page of Pentacles, more money. Holy smoke. Hang on.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because it's interesting because this is the less I've ever had in my life, I think. And so it's okay. It is what it is. And I'm laughing and having a good time, like the pool. But
absolutely. Well, this is also a message around that prosperity and that wealth within you. But it also has to do with truly allowing that allowing it to flourish and allowing it to, you know, the richness of it to settle in on you. Do you realize that you have this relationship already?
Do I realize that I do have it?
Yeah, it's yours already. Do you put any emphasis on the fact that it's yours already?
I haven't. I sort of have.
Okay, what they want you to do is they want you to, in your quiet reflection, every day, they want you to sit down and they want you to say, thank you for my beautiful relationship. It gives me so much joy. This man is such, so much of a kindred spirit, and go into the things that you do together and how you're loving. And the next card is the Nine of Wands. This is surviving the battle. I mean, you really have learned from past relationships, and you are ready to.
Yeah.
You really have gone through the battle zone, as many of us have. But, you know, a lot of times we don't appreciate true, wonderful love until we really have been through the battle and learn from them. And the last card is the Knight of Swords, which is the action, is the taking action ahead and stepping forward. So it's all good. It's just telling you to have faith and trust in yourself and know that this divine relationship is yours. And
what's the third card?
The Knight of Swords.
Oh, okay. What does that mean then?
Well, it's in this regard that the more that you can thank God for your beautiful relationship that is yours already, and visualize and get great joy out of the things that, you know, you do together and you love being with him, the more this will create action for this to manifest on the earth plane.
Awesome.
Okay, so... thank you very much for that, Helena. Do you get my newsletter?
Not yet, but I will send in for it. I will.
Okay, just send your email request and your email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. And, and I'd love to send it to you.
Good, good, good. Now I want to read it. Okay.
Okay, take care and have an absolutely beautiful day.
You too. Thank you for the service.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing
Bye.
From your heart.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to those phone callers. And thank you to the listeners who have stuck with me, even if we did have a little bit of phone gremlins today on the switchboard. Now, before those phone calls, I was asking, with this amazing new energy that we've have to utilize for bringing forth our passion and creating heaven on earth, why indeed would anyone stop themselves from moving forward towards such a beautiful life? While the posse of angels are chiming in here, they're saying that although each of us has the ability to use these energies, there are some light workers out there who choose to diminish themselves as they feel unworthy, like their purpose or what they have to offer is not as grand or important as another person. Perhaps they feel as if they do not measure up to be a spiritual leader. That way of thinking, that perhaps someone is more qualified to deliver spiritual knowledge and is better than you, is actually an antiquated way of thinking. That's the old world, and it holds no truth in this new world that we are all creating. Now, if you are entertaining any of these thoughts, the posse of angels are lovingly reminding you that in your uniqueness, you are not like anyone else, and as such, your path is unique to share with the world. The only reason that you would stop yourself from bringing forth your God-given talents and sharing them with the rest of the world is that you are hiding behind a fog of disillusion that who you are and what you do is of no importance. Well, rule number one on this program is that you are divine and you are a co-creator God along with divine source. Once you really do understand that, then there is only that which you desire, and to live in joy, fun, peace, and creative bliss, bringing forth your passion. Now, the Parthian angels are reminding us that, again, they're reminding us again that we each hold an integral puzzle piece to share with others on the planet. And when we do this, it actually helps create and complete the grand plan. If for some reason you choose not to live your passion, the new world will still be created, but not in its full glory, for you incarnated to bring your glory forth to the world. Now, one of the reasons that some people are stopping themselves from embracing their passion and sharing it with others is that they find this too frightening, as they are afraid that they'll be thrust into the spotlight. Perhaps some people are waiting for the financial remuneration, the recognition and accolades before they step forward to share their passion. But again, that is not the way these energies work. The monetary remuneration, the accolades and recognition will come as a result of being true to your passion, living it and sharing it with others. These things have all to do with finding your self-worth from the outside, external sources, instead of understanding that you are divine and eternal and abundant already. Nothing and no one can give you deep knowing of self-worth, but this is something that is your divine birthright already. You know, it was always part of the divine plan, listeners, to help the world ascend, and then to take all of your spiritual knowledge and wisdom that we remembered to passionately use that through our creativity and share it with others in joy and love. This passion and purpose within you is begging to be recognized now, and the earth is waiting for you to celebrate it and bring it forth with all your enthusiasm, all of your excitement, your joy and delight. Now, the combination of all of these beautiful energies and a powerful brand new energy now available to you is a winning combination to bring forth an absolute amazing reality for each and every one of us. And I, like the Posse of Angels, well, we are wiggling with excitement, and we really can't wait to see what miracles we will co-create as a result of being true to who we are, bringing forth our passion in fun and joy and creativity, and sharing it with the rest of the world. So that just about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to say thank you to all of my callers. Thank you to all of my regular listeners. It means so much to me and the Posse of Angels for you to follow and listen along every week for tuning into my program. And thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site, or you can download them on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter that's filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, House.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and heavenly Reiki healing session, either in person or I do this nationally or internationally using distance healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype. Call me now on 831-277-3716, or again, you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your extraordinary radiant light to shine forth and to share your passion and your talent with the rest of humanity. And go out there and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love to you all. Love and angel blessings. And I look forward to connecting with you again, once again, next Tuesday. Take care. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.